With coalition forces surrounding the Iraqi capital and gaining control of the center of the city, some military analysts in the area are beginning to analyze Saddam Hussein's failed strategy to defend Iraq against coalition forces. People celebrated in the streets of Baghdad Wednesday as U.S. forces moved into the city center in force. The citizens of Baghdad defaced pictures and statues of Saddam Hussein and looted his government's offices. The vivid images of the end of his regime's control in his capital city led immediately to discussion of Saddam's failure to hold on to power, in spite of his declarations that he would defeat the U.S.-led coalition. Mohammed Zawayim is a former general in the Egyptian army and director of the Armed Forces Center for Strategic Studies in Cairo. He says Saddam Hussein's strategy was to prevent a war through the United Nations Security Council. But he says when war came, Saddam had no military strategy.
He was dreaming. He was dreaming and he was always living in illusion and dreams. No strategy, no tactics, no anything. But liars, liars, liars from Saddam's and Ba'ath's party, all was illusion.
Mohammed Qadri Saeed is also a former Egyptian army general who now heads the military unit of the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo. He says he believes Saddam did have a military strategy, but he says it did not have much popular support.
I think Saddam has a strategy, but the energy supporting this strategy is minimum. That's why he collapsed in 3 weeks. He is isolated from the countries around him. He has no any line of supply for anything. Also, to a certain extent, there is some mistrust between him and the Iraqis.
But Mr. Saeed says more important than Iraq's failed military strategy was a coalition strategy that he said was very good.
They start from the first moment attacking the capital. They destroy every communication possibilities, control means. And I think their tactics at the end was very good. They used the air power to the last moment. They combine this air power with ground forces in the same time. They targeted persons and targeted small targets. So they make holes everywhere. So the body with time disintegrated.
Mr. Saeed says he does not expect what he called a last gasp effort from Saddam to inflict heavy losses on coalition forces. But Mr. Zawayim at the Armed Forces Center for Strategic Studies says he does not necessarily agree.
It's still standing. This scenario is still standing. Unless he's dead, I expected that these mass destruction weapons will be found. Sure, it will be found, but I am afraid that it may be used at the last moment, if he is still alive.
So Saddam Hussein may have one more surprise reserved for coalition forces, if he is alive, and if anyone will follow his orders. That is why coalition forces are already preparing to move on from Baghdad to his hometown and stronghold in Tikrit. But such concerns were far from the minds of people in Baghdad Wednesday as they celebrated the end of Saddam's power over them. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.